You're listening to Vatican Radio.
One of the hospitals hit by the missile strikes was supported by the international humanitarian organization Médecins Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders. At least 7 people were killed and 8 more are missing, presumed dead, in what MSF said was direct targeting of its facility over the course of 90 minutes. André Heller-Parache is head of program unit at MSF UK. He told us that beyond causing tragic loss of life, the destruction of hospitals and other public infrastructures in Syria has far-reaching consequences for the suffering civilian population.
From information that I have, there's a total of 4 missiles that struck the hospital. It's in Manat al-Numan, which is in Idlib province. And these airstrikes took place over 2 successive waves of airstrikes over a period of about 90 minutes, totally demolished the hospital completely. While we're certain that there was 7 killed in the attacks, there was, as far as we understood, 8 of our colleagues missing, presumed dead by the rubble in the wreckage of the hospital, but we don't have any further information about their whereabouts. Beyond that, we're not sure if other patients who would have been in the hospital were able to escape before the structure collapsed or if they were killed as well. So there's additional looking into following up with other people who may have lost their lives in the attack. Beyond that, there were some 15 structures surrounding the hospital, homes and other small buildings that were damaged or destroyed as a result of the airstrikes as well. So it was quite powerful bombing that took place. What this means is that a hospital of 30 beds with 2 operating theaters, an emergency room, and an outpatient department are completely destroyed. Previously, we were doing around 1,500 external consultations a month, about 1,100 emergency cases a month in the emergency room, and about 140 surgical interventions per month in the 2 operating theaters. So it's now left a population of around 40,000 people without access to emergency health care in a time of great crisis. So while there's the loss of life of our colleagues, of patients who are present in the hospital, beyond that, the impacts are even larger still on the surrounding population who relied upon those services. What's more to this point is that the destruction of hospitals in Syria or healthcare facilities or vital infrastructure has been a feature of this conflict ever since it began. You have bakeries, grain silos, water pumping stations, schools, health facilities consistently destroyed throughout areas that are fighting. And what this means is that, estimates vary, but the World Health Organization considers that 60% of the public hospitals in the country have been completely destroyed. Another organization, Physicians for Human Rights, has the figure of 240 hospitals have been either completely destroyed or damaged in airstrikes. Over 700 medical workers confirmed killed, and still 6.5 million displaced within the country, over 2 million who have exited the country, and we consider that there's over 1.5 million people living in besieged areas inside of Syria right now. You know, we've offered our condolences to the families of those who have lost their lives, but the impact of this conflict on the general population is so massive, it's so much beyond anything that we can fully comprehend. All we can do as an organization, MSF, is endeavor to continue helping people as much as we can. But the horror of the situation that people are facing inside of Syria who have been trapped by this conflict since its beginning is just beyond anything that even as an aid organization that we're able to fully grasp. It's the most abysmal situation from the humanitarian perspective of this era. And it seems somehow to get worse and worse.
We're coming up to the 5th anniversary from the beginning of this horrible war. You described such a horrific scenario. Do you think that would make an aid organization like your own rethink its presence on the territory?
I want to make one thing clear about the work that MSF has been doing for Syria, and that is that most of the work that we do is actually offering support to networks of Syrian doctors and aid workers who are the ones who are delivering care on the ground inside of Syria. We've had difficulty accessing in the past, but other aspects render it very complicated to have international teams present and beyond all that. And what's important is that it's not MSF as an aid organization that has to consider continued presence or consider its own safety. It's that the people who are doing the real work, the dangerous work, who risk their lives every day to do things like offer health care, these are Syrians, and they're going to continue doing this work, and they need our help, the help of other people. And we endeavor to provide as much as we're able to in a neutral and an impartial way as best we can, but they're the real heroes in this story for sure. We do what we can, but it's a drop in the bucket compared to the needs that are present on the ground. And one more point that I would like to make as well is just regarding the number of protected spaces that have been destroyed, or protective buildings and humanitarian spaces that are clearly designated by international humanitarian law. It's that this has been happening as a regular feature of this conflict since the beginning. And it's almost as though humanitarian law is somehow disregarded to such a degree in Syria that it seems to have lost its meaning for the belligerent parties in this war. And this should be a shock to the entire world, not just to aid agencies, is while an innocent person can be killed in a protected humanitarian space, it shatters that life and the life of their families and friends. But really, this is an attack on all of our humanity. It's not a question of the humanity of the innocent human beings who lost their life. Their humanity is certain. This is a question of our humanity and what we can do to try to stop this madness.
Andre Heller-Parash, the head of the programs unit at MSF UK.